with your Radio On The Go sports update. I'm Ben Helwig. Scores from college football yesterday. Iowa State tops Kansas State 45-0. It's Iowa State's biggest win over K-State since 1943. Iowa over Penn State yesterday, 41-21. Big Ten win number 100 for Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz. Elsewhere, number 19 Northwestern beats Wisconsin 17-7. Indiana falls short against Ohio State, 42-35. Illinois over Nebraska, 41-23. Oklahoma all over Oklahoma State, 41-13. And Michigan survives in triple overtime at Rutgers, 48-42. In college volleyball, TCU tops Iowa State in five sets. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, the annual Red Black Takedown Hunger Scrimmage hosted by Hampton Dumont Cal Wrestling will not be open to the public and will only feature HD Cal Varsity and JV wrestlers. In years past, admission for the event was a donation to the local food pantry and also featured wrestlers from the HDC Basement Bunch Youth Wrestling Program. This year, HD Cal was scheduled to face Eagle Grove in the event, but instead, the Bulldogs will wrestle each other in a scrimmage. Donations can still be made by dropping them off at BSA Auto until Tuesday at 6 p.m. The Cleary and Goldfield Dawes basketball teams are creeping nearer and nearer to their first action of the season, and for the girls' team, their opener is sooner than most. The Cowgirls begin their basketball season Monday night against Southeast Valley, one of few teams in the area, tipping off before the Thanksgiving holiday. It's a great opportunity for first-year head coach Liz Ennis to ease back into coaching after taking a decade off from head coaching position. Here's Ennis on what she's expecting to feel Monday night.
You know, I told somebody today I could have 4 weeks of practice and I still wouldn't feel prepared for that first game. I mean, I think every coach feels that way. You know, we've just had 2 weeks of practice, but I don't know. It's going to be okay just to dive in, see how it goes, and then figure out some adjustments I'm sure that will need to be made.
And as previously coached CGD from 2001 to 2010, the Cowgirls look to be strong this season as they were ranked 15th in the preseason rankings in Class 2A. Last year, the team went 17-6 and will bring back some important pieces this year, including post player Morgan Middleton, who led the team in rebounds with 6.5 per game and was also second in scoring. Also returning is the Cowgirls' leading scorer, Raven Kinnitz, who averaged 15.1 points per game last year. While the Cowgirls start on Monday, the Cowboys get an advantage an extra week before their first game when they clash with Eagle Grove, a team CGD beat twice last year by an average of 29 points. The Cowboys went 8-15 in 1920, but certainly have the pieces to improve on that mark this year. Connor State and Cody Olson were the top two scorers on the team last year as sophomores. This year, as upperclassmen, they'll look to bolster their record again, along with seniors Mateo Martinez and Christian Gayton, as the group of four represented the top four scorers on the team a season ago. Here's the CGD boys head coach Brandon Lansky on how Olson and State's preparation for the season has been productive.
They worked hard as far as getting in the weight room, getting stronger. They've played a ton of basketball kind of on their own time, did a lot of shooting and things like that. So for them to be able to know the speed of the game, you know, coming in as juniors now, where they're a little bit bigger, they're a little bit stronger, their bodies have developed a little bit more, that's going to be very important for them this year.
For more on CGD basketball, listen to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10 on 104.9 KLMJ and online at radioonthego.com. Kansas State made the trip north for a date with Iowa State as the Cyclones welcomed the Wildcats to Ames for their annual Farmageddon matchup. This edition of the rivalry was a historic one, as ISU picked up their biggest win over K-State since 1943 in a 45-0 rout. Brock Purdy got the party started for the Cyclones when he hit Joe Skates for a 33-yard touchdown on the first drive of the game to jump out to a 7-0 lead. That would hold for the remainder of the first quarter. The offense really got rolling in the second quarter when Purdy picked up two more touchdown passes, one to Charlie Kohler and another to Xavier Hutchinson. Breece Hall chipped in a pair of big touchdown runs of 33 and 21 yards to make the score 35-0 in favor of ISU at the break. The Cyclones' defense looked as impressive as ever as Kansas State's last five possessions of the half ended in either a three and out or an interception. Connor Assley knocked through a 32-yard field goal on Iowa State's first possession of the second half to extend the lead to 38. The Cyclone defense would recover two more fumbles in the second half, and the offense turned one of them into another touchdown to make the final score 45-0. Breece Hall ended his afternoon with 135 rushing yards and a pair of touchdowns, as the nation's leading rusher has now eclipsed 1,000 yards on the season. In the passing game, Brock Purdy racked up 236 yards and three scores through the air on 6 of 20 passing. On the other side of the ball, linebacker Mike Rose picked off his fourth pass of the season, in addition to 7 tackles, 2.5 of those for loss, and 1 sack. The Cyclones improved to 6-2 on the season and 6-1 in Big 12 play. They'll travel to Austin, Texas for a matchup with the Longhorns on Black Friday at 11 a.m. as ISU looks to remain in the hunt for a conference championship. You can listen to that game live on 104.9 KLMJ. Iowa State guard Tyrese Halliburton was drafted by the Sacramento Kings with the number 12 pick in the first round of the 2020 NBA draft. He is the third highest draft pick in school history. Halliburton was selected with the number 12 pick to become the 41st Cyclone to be drafted. Iowa State has had 14 players drafted since the Big 12 was formed in 1996-97, the third best total in the league. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native story is one for the movies. Halliburton arrived at Iowa State as the number 172 ranked player in the nation following a successful prep career at Oshkosh North High School. As a freshman, he averaged just 6.8 points, but his impact on the floor was impossible to ignore. He ranked second nationally and led the Big 12 Conference with 4.5 assist to turnover ratio while leading all conference freshmen in minutes played. As a sophomore, Halliburton took on a heavier load of the offense and responded. He averaged 15.2 points, 6.5 assists, 5.9 rebounds, and 2.5 steals before his season was cut short after 22 games due to a left wrist fracture. He earned all Big 12 second team accolades. At the time of his injury, he was 6th in the Big 12 in scoring, 2nd in field goal percentage, 1st in assists, 1st in steals, 2nd in assist to turnover ratio, 3rd in 3-point field goal percentage, and 13th in rebounding. Halliburton had 4 double-doubles and posted the 6th triple-double in school history, finishing with 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists at TCU. He was a Cousy Award finalist and on the Wooden Award midseason top 25 and the Lute Olson Award midseason watch list. He earned all district honors from both the USBWA and NABC despite his shortened season. An all-around student athlete, Halliburton was an academic All-Big 12 first team honoree and an ISU scholar athlete last season. Halliburton is the 8th player that Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm has had drafted in his 9 years as a college coach at Murray State and Iowa State, which includes 6 Cyclones. Halliburton is Prohm's 4th point guard to be drafted, giving him the 2nd most point guards selected since he became a head coach. For your NFL Sunday today, a few games of note. The Lions take on the Panthers today. The Cowboys are at the Vikings. Green Bay is at Indianapolis to face the Colts. And Sunday Night Football tonight, Kansas City is at Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig.